This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
As I come to you this morning, I believe that there is an urgent cry coming from all of heaven, urging the church to come on. Come on, church. Seek more. Work more. Pray more. Pray until God give us the answer. And we know that God has the answer to all of our problems, that there is nothing too hard for God. The message is coming from the angels, I believe, coming from the heavenly choir, the great cloud of witnesses. You know, we know about those great cloud of witnesses. Our forefathers and our parents and many of our siblings are in that great cloud of witnesses. Jesus, his disciples, they're pulling for us, the church, to come on. This is your time to shine, your time to do the work time to have been called to do. You have been called for this work. You have been anointed to do this work. You have been appointed and ordained to do this work. And I believe that they're urging us, come on, church. It's your responsibility. Don't quit. Don't give up. It's your job. You know, there's a fight that we must fight and a life that we have to live. You know, and it's going to be very detailed, a very detailed organization, this church is. God is a God of purpose and details and specific plans. We're going to have to function in the will of God. We will have to operate in the supernatural, in the spirit of the Holy Spirit. In the spirit of the Holy Spirit. That's very special. Pay attention to that. We're going to have to operate in the spirit of the Holy Spirit of God. If we're going to do this work, and if we're going to get involved with what's happening in this world today, the world don't have an answer, but we have an answer. The Word of God. In the Word of God, there are orders. There is order. We have to be in decent and in order. There are instructions in the Word of God, commandments, you know, directives, detailed functions, and specific details that's in this church. And we must pay close attention and follow these details and everything that I named. We have to be condition ourselves to function the way God has intended for us to function. You know, there can be no confusion and no doubt about what God has set forth for his church to do. Thanks to God, it's time. It's time for us to get on board. There is no more time. You know? And I want you to know that there is no higher service or position, no higher position than God's church. We are second in charge. God has his heavenly family, all the angels, the choir, everything that's ruling up there in heaven. Jesus, the Father, and everything that's ruling, that he has ruling in his kingdom. It's in heaven. That's his first family. And we are the second family that he has placed down here on this earth. Now, everybody in the world is not in this family. It's the ones that have died out from sin, have given God their life, and they're serving God with all their heart, soul, mind, and body. That's that second church. So we're part of that second church, the church of Jesus Christ. You know, we have to understand who we are so that we can begin to act and function in line with who we are. We're living in a world today that satanic forces, they're taking over center stage in this world. Satanic forces, they're taking center stage in this earth and in this world today. And the church is standing by watching and listening. They listen to TV, radio, podcasts, you know, just like the world, not knowing what to do or how to do. But saints of God, we know. We just have to dig in. We just have to dig in. They're listening to reporters, news reporters, you know? And these people don't know anything. They're not, most of them, I can't say they're all in the same boat, but most of them don't know God. They don't live for God. They don't even know God, you know? So we're listening to all of this. And God has given us his own book, the 66 books of how we are to behave, how we are to come to him, how we are to get the answers for this world. So, saints of God, we're going to have to do the things that God has called us to do. These people are not filled with the Spirit of God. It's like I say, they don't know God. You know, these folks are, they're strategizing and analyzing the things that's going on in this world. That's what they're doing. That's the only thing that they can do, you know. And then they're giving us a possibility of what might happen next, you know, according to their theories. But we don't work off of theories, saints of God. I want you to know we don't work off of theories. We are the church of the living God. And we have our own playbook that has been written before the annals of time. And it is loaded with spiritual weapons, spiritual warfare, spiritual weapons and equipment that in which we are to fight the devil. And trust me, he's in the world. Everything we see is demonic. It's demonic. It comes on through demonic oppression and depression. That's what we're seeing in this world today. Now, saints of God, God has given us this playbook, his 66 books, and we have to make sure that we're operating out of his spiritual warfare plans and strategies and using his equipment. You know, the church has to be born again. The church is a church of faith, and we have to be born again. You remember what he told Jesus, Nicodemus. The scripture tells us in the third chapter of John, the second and third verse. Nicodemus, he came to Jesus by night, and he said unto him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher that come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. I want you to take a look at that phrase, except God be with him. God has to be with us. See, the reason we're not performing and the reason we're not doing and we're not having the experience that these people had in the olden days, the signs, the wonders, the healings, is because God is not with us. And why is he not with us? Because we're not connected the way we should be. It takes prayer to connect us to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. It takes prayer and supplication. It takes time being spent with God. A lot of us don't have time. We don't take the time to spend time with God. You have to spend, and those people spent hours and hours on their knees, on their faces before God. And there, you know, some people will say now, oh, it doesn't take all of that. Oh, yes, it takes all of that and even more nowadays because it's more to deal with. We have more demons and devils and evil spirits to deal with. Sometimes we have evil spirits in our own home we have to deal with. You know, we have people have drug addicts in their home. They have alcohol addicts in their home. They have sexual content addicts in their home, meaning that's all they watch. You know, so we have a lot to deal with. We have more than those people had to deal with. So we have to spend more time on our knees. We have to be like John. The Bible said John had camel knees. And what that means is his knees was flat. Just like those knees of a camel, because he stayed on them day and night praying unto God. Now, I'm not saying we got to develop camel's knees like John. No, I don't think we have to do that. But we have to spend more time than we're spending now. Until the answers start coming, then we're going to have to spend more time and more time. And when the answers start coming, then we could look back at how much time we spent praying and talking to God about these problems and asking God for the yedodoboshanda and asking God for the answers to our problems. We can look back and see how much time we spent, and then we can go back when we go back to pray again for another set of problems, another set of circumstances that we see arising in the world or even before they begin to arise. Then we'll know how much time we need to spend on our knees. Saints of God, it's just time to get real. It's time to do what God say do. And we can only do that by more prayer. And we're going to have to push that plague back. And we're going to have to fast. And this is what Jesus answered when that man asked him, What shall we do? And Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. See, he wanted to know about being born again. See, this is what I'm telling you today, that we must be born again. And the only way we can be born again is of the Spirit. And here's what Jesus answered and said. I'm going to read that again. Jesus answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And in that fourth verse, Nicodemus, he wanted to know, well, if a man is born again, does he have to go back into his mother's womb second time to be born again? You know, and in verse 5, this is how Jesus answered him. Jesus said, except a man be born of the water, listen, this is how you're born again, of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You're not going to even enter into the kingdom of God. So you're going to have to be born again of the Spirit and of the water. Now, water, you know, is baptism. And you know, the Spirit, you have to have the Holy Ghost. So, saints of God, we need to get where we need to get, and we need to get there now because the time is winding up, and we can see how the devil is just all over. He's running rampant in people, and people are just doing all kind of things. They're acting out. They're lawless. They're evil. They're hateful. They have a murderous spirit, a killing spirit, and we're going to have to get past all of that. I want you to know, we have to get past all of that. And the only way we're going to do it is through prayer and fasting. You know, we can see clearly that there is